You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV, KRNW.
Good evening and welcome into Savannah, Missouri as we're getting set for Maryville High School basketball as the season officially gets underway tonight for the Lady Spoofhounds, meeting up this evening with the Chillicothe Hornets in the first round of the Savannah Invitational Tournament. The boys will get underway for their first game coming up tomorrow here in Savannah. Now on the girls' side, it is the Savannah Invitational Tournament, but a round robin of sorts as we get things rolling here as Maryville getting set to take on Chillicothe here this evening. Pool play continues on Wednesday as the Spoofhounds will be taking on the host Savannah Savages coming up. That'll be on at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. Then things kind of dispersed from there as the championship round will get underway on Friday with the first place game at 7 o'clock, consolation at 4, the third place game at 5:30. So plenty to play here for the Maryville High School girls basketball team as they are meeting up with the Chillicothe Hornets in the season opener tonight for the Spoofhounds. Now for this Maryville bunch, they come in 15-10 a season ago. They were 7-3 in neutral court games. They made it to the second round or the semifinals of the Class 4 District 16 tournament. They lost to Benton in that one 41-20, but this has been a program that has been playing at a high level in recent seasons. Four consecutive winning seasons for the Maryville Spoofhounds. That includes a 74-27 mark over that span. Now on the other side tonight, meeting up with a Chillicothe team that has been very good in recent years. That includes last season as they went 23-5 overall. They lost in the district championship to Benton. The Cardinals knocked off Maryville, then took down these Hornets 47-39. But again, that was a 23-5 team. And this is a Chillicothe bunch that already has one game under their belt. Last week they took on Hamilton, picked up a 73-18 win there. So these are two teams that know each other well, Midland Empire Conference rivals. They played each other three times a season ago. Chillicothe won two of the three meetings, including a matchup in the Savannah Invitational a season ago. That was a 52-35 win for the Hornets over the Spoofhounds, but it is a new season and a chance for new beginnings as we're getting things underway once again. Five games over 500 a season ago in the first year under head coach Kelly Obley here at Maryville, and looking to continue things here this evening as they are meeting up with Chillicothe in the Savannah Invitational Tournament. Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. We've got the Spoofhounds and Hornets coming up in the first round of the Savannah Invitational Tournament. We will take a break and be back with your Maryville starters. That's next right here on the Bearcat Public Media app and kxcv.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Support also comes from Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank. And Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest corn and NK soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or 102 North Buchanan. And Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Trek bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop. And Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001.
From the opening kickoff to the final whistle, we're on the road with the Spoof Hounds, presented by Northwest Cell.
We are back in Savannah getting set for the season opener for the Maryville Spoof Hounds, playing in the Savannah Invitational Tournament here this evening, meeting up with the Chillicothe Hornets in pool play. This is a matchup that went the Hornets' way a season ago in Savannah, 52-35. The Spoof Hounds chance to get their season off on a high note with a victory tonight over the Hornets. Time for your starting lineups here on the Bearcat Public Media app and KXCV.org. Appreciate everyone tuning in for some high school basketball this evening. For the Maryville Spoof Hounds, starters include Ryson Steens. She's a 5'7" sophomore forward for Maryville, coming off a season where played in all 25 games, averaged about 2 points per game, so a chance to see that role increase as we go throughout the season here. Anniston Petlin's a 5'3" senior guard for the Spoof Hounds, who put up 13 points per game a season ago. And she was awfully good as she got to the free throw line quite a bit, an 80% free throw shooter a season ago. Jaylee Price is a 5'3" sophomore guard making the start for Maryville. Coming off a season, she put up 88 points per game, shot 41% from the field, and also had a couple rebounds, a couple assists per ball game as well. Riley Viertaler is a 5'10" senior forward. She averaged 14 points per game a season ago, shot 46% from the field, also pulled in 7 rebounds per game for Maryville. She's a player that already signed to go to the University of Central Missouri to continue her basketball career at the collegiate level for next season. So she's got that signed out of the way, can just focus on basketball as she gets set for her senior year here at Maryville. And Riley Hornbuckle rounds out the starting five for the Spoof Hounds. She's a 5'8" sophomore power forward. Put up just over a point per game, shot 43% from the field last season when she had a chance, but again, a chance to take on a much bigger role as she is set to get the start tonight for Maryville. The Spoof Hounds are led by head coach Kelly Obley, her second year as the head coach, seventh year on the staff. Also, Isla Powell is an assistant coach. Also, Trevor Tarnish and Riley Moore, assistant coaches for Maryville this evening. On the other side for Chillicothe, starters tonight include Kiana Kramer. She is a 5'7" junior. Jessica Reeder is a 5'5" senior. Delaney Kiefer, a 5'6" junior here for the Hornets. Jolie Bonderer is a 5'8" junior. And rounding out the starting five, it is Bree Pithen. She's a 5'9" junior for the Hornets. They are led by head coach Darren Smith, assisted by Terry McKitty and Corby Ford. Those are the starters for tonight's basketball game as Maryville getting set to take on Chillicothe here in the Savannah Invitational Tournament. Support for our broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. We'll take a break and be back with your opening tip here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings, and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. They're located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And Consumers Oil Company Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. And from Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details available at nw-av.com.
Support for KXCV Karen W. comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, staffed with local independent agents ready to help with home, renters, and farm insurance needs. For more information or to find an agent, you can visit fmnottoway.com. And Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, visit lacledechain.com. Support also comes from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook, MTE Powering Business. This broadcast is also underwritten by the Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, you can call 660 562-2525 or visit mymlc.com/Maryville.
We are set for the opening tip here from the Savannah Invitational Tournament. Riley Viertaler at midcourt for Maryville. Jolie Bonderer for Chillicothe set for the opening tip, and it goes the way of Maryville as Viertaler able to get it out to Aniston. Petlin, the senior, comes across midcourt, gives it off to Jaylee Price. High right side for Maryville. First possession of the ball game just underway as the season gets started here at the Savannah Invitational Tournament. Viertaler kick out goes to Price. Three-pointer off the rim, no good, and the rebound comes down to Pitten of Chillicothe. Up the floor brings it is Bondurer. Now they go left side, and it goes to Reeder. Reeder will put up the open three-pointer left side. That one too strong. Long rebound comes back out to her. She's on the drive, dishes this one underneath. A nice look, and the quick lay-in goes to Kayana Kramer, the 5'7 junior, the first points of the season coming for Chillicothe. Maryville with it now. Petlin dribbling with that left hand, top of the key, picks up her dribble, looks to her left for some help. Now goes back right for Hornbuckle. Hornbuckle down to the short corner for Viertaler, works her way into the paint, goes up. Left hand layup is good for Riley Viertaler. And it's a 2-2 ball game. Just over a minute into this one from the Savannah Invitational Tournament. Three-pointer on the way, no good from Reeder. Long rebound comes down to Viertaler. Viertaler gives it off to Price. Price handling it. They go to Viertaler. Now around to the right wing. It goes to Steen. Steen's in the short corner for Hornbuckle. And this ball tipped out of bounds. It will go off of Chillicothe. Delaney Kiefer jumping in the passing lane, nearly coming away with that steal. But the ball will go back to the Spoofhounds. 2-2 is our score. 6:40 to play here in the opening quarter. Price with it, dribbling to her left around the perimeter. Guarded out there by Kramer. Now right wing it goes for Steen. Steen's to Viertaler. And back out to Petlin. Starts to drive, backs out. And a foul coming up now on Chillicothe. This one will be on Kiefer. A little push off there as Petlin trying to create some space. We call this one on the defense. And it will be Steens inbounding on the far sideline for Maryville. Just over 90 seconds into this one. Tied up at two apiece. Maryville and Chillicothe getting the Savannah Invitational underway. Three-pointer from Hornbuckle. That one no good. And the rebound will come down to Reeder. Dribbling high left side, it is Reeder with it, guarded by Petlin. Dribbles down toward the baseline, fires this one across the lane, goes out into the corner. Bonderer with it, a nice look, and Bonderer able to knock down the three. And it's 5-2 in favor of Chillicothe. Petlin now right wing, thought about a three, starts to drive into the paint. Now kicks it into the corner for Steen. Steens has it knocked away, and Chillicothe comes away with it. Bonderer up the floor to the right wing, cut off by Viertaler. Now gives it off to Pitten. Now around to the left side it goes for Kiefer. Kiefer off a screen, gets the left elbow. Back out to Bonderer. Head fake. Now back out to Kiefer. Kiefer thought about a three, puts up the runner from the free throw line too strong. And a whistle and a foul coming up on Maryville. So this will bring up a couple free throws here for Chillicothe. They get this foul coming up on Petlin, so we'll see. Chillicothe, a chance for a couple free throws. Delaney Kiefer, a 5'6" junior at the line. Right-handed free throw off the rim, no good. 5:40 to play here in the first quarter. After this one, Maryville back in Savannah as pool play continues on Wednesday. They'll play at 7 o'clock against the host school, Savannah. Second one on the way from Kiefer, rattles home. And Delaney Kiefer able to extend this lead just a bit. 6-2 is our score in favor of Chillicothe in the opening quarter. As a pass intended for Steens tipped out of bounds, it will stay with Maryville as Steens will inbound on the far sideline. Just about even with the free throw line on the sideline there. It comes into Hornbuckle in the right corner. Bounce pass goes inside looking for Viertaler. The ball poked free by Bonderer, and Chillicothe comes away with it. Bonderer across midcourt, dribbling with that right hand up toward the wing, guarded by Viertaler. Backs up just a bit. Now off a screen from Pitten. They go between the circles for Reeder. Reeder guarded by Petlin. This man-to-man defense from Maryville. Quick three underway. Bonderer popped up top of the key. That one no good, though. On the floor, Pitten able to pick it up and get the ball out to Kiefer to keep this possession alive for Chillicothe. And once again, it's Reeder out near midcourt handling it. On the drive, gets in toward the right block, goes up, right hand layup, no good. It's deflected out and picked up by Viertaler. Viertaler's second rebound of this first quarter, fires it left wing for Petlin. Gives a head fake, trying to cross over on Kiefer. They swing it right side now, Steens into the corner for Viertaler. She'll take a three-pointer, contested over Bonderer, and knocks it down. And a quick whistle as the net gets caught up in the rim, but a big-time shot there by Viertaler brings Maryville back within one. 6-5 our score, 4:39 to play in the opening quarter. Sub coming in for Maryville, that's Addison Weldon. She checks in. Riley Hornbuckle comes out. Weldon, a 5'9" sophomore guard for the Spoofhounds. As we'll see Reeder bring the ball up the floor for Chillicothe. Into the paint it goes, Bonderer. Now back out on the drive, Kramer. Right wing for Reeder, gives a head fake into the paint, goes up right hand, off the glass, it is good. A tough contested layup, Reeder got that one to fall. And Chili back in front, 8-5. On the drive, Price goes into the corner, Steens back up top. Petland, she's going to step back, take a deep three-pointer off the front of the rim, no good. Bonder, check that, Pitten, able to pull in the rebound for Chillicothe. As it's Reeder up the floor, gives this one off to Bonder, into the paint, able to get that one to float home. Bonder, 5 points in this opening quarter, a 10-5 Chili lead over the Spoofhounds. As a bump and a foul coming up on the floor, Weldon getting that one near the baseline. And this one coming up on Pitten of Chillicothe. As a Maryville sub, Steens checks out into the game. Alyssa Cunningham, a 5'8" sophomore forward for the Spoofhounds. Petland sets inbound on the baseline, gets it into Viertaler, takes a couple dribbles back out to Petland, thought about a three-pointer. Trying to cross up her defender in Kiefer. Down toward the baseline. Gets the ball back up near midcourt for Viertaler. Guarded by Bonderer. Dribbling that right hand. Now crosses over. Gets into the paint. Goes up. The ball tipped free. Loose ball picked up. They're going to call a whistle and a foul as Viertaler going in for that layup. And we'll see Riley Viertaler go to the free throw line for the Spoofhounds. Riley so far all 5 points in this opening quarter for Maryville. 3:32 to play. It's 10-5 in favor of Chillicothe. As we mentioned during the starting lineup, she's already signed to play with the University of Central Missouri for next season. Her first free throw, no good. A season ago, an 80.9% free throw shooter at the line, 55 of 68. She goes 1 of 2 on this trip. And 10-6 is our score in favor of Chillicothe. As Reeder brings the ball to the floor, gives it off to Bonderer. She'll take a little mid-range jumper from 15 feet, no good. And the rebound will come down to Weldon. So Maryville gets a stop. Trying to make this a one-possession ball game, trailing 10-6. Petland with it. Gives off to Viertaler. Backing her way in on Bonderer. Goes up, left hand underneath the hoop. That one off the bottom of the backboard. Got too deep and the shot, no good. The rebound comes down to Reeder, but it's tipped away from behind. Petland with it, coming the other way. Picks it up at the right block. Off the glass, it's good. First points of the day for Aniston Petland, a senior guard. And that brings Maryville back within two, 10-8. On the drive, Reeder now gives it off to Kramer. She goes in. Left-hand layup is good. A strong take there by the junior. Viertaler, top of the key, guarded by Bonderer. Dribbling to her left, gets into the paint, gives a head fake, bounce pass underneath, trying to get that one to Cunningham. Tip free on the floor. We've got a loose ball tie-up, and the possession arrow pointing back to Chillicothe. Izzy Montgomery into the game now for Chillicothe. 2:25 left to play in the opening quarter. 12-8 is the lead in favor of Chillicothe. As its Reeder comes across the floor, dribbling with that right hand, gives it to Bonderer on the wing, back up top, Pitten, back around the left side, they swing it, Kiefer, now into the hands of Reeder, now back right side to Pitten. Coming up on 2 minutes to play here in this opening quarter, Chillicothe slowing the pace this possession, Bonderer trying to float that one inside, it's taken away by Petland, the pass goes too deep, Petland eyes up the floor, crosses midcourt on the right sideline. Gets it into the hands of Price. Price into the paint. They kick it out to Weldon. Now back up top, Petland. Inside, Cunningham goes up. Net ball blocked away by Pitten. Nice job of staying straight up. Comes away with the block shot. Quick pass. Deep ahead goes to Kiefer. She can't finish. But then right there, Montgomery able to clean it up plus the foul. Montgomery will go to the free throw line. Chance to make this a 3-point play. As Oliver and Kramer back into the game for Chillicothe. Free throw coming up for Montgomery, a 5'9" senior for Chillicothe. That one's short, but the offensive rebound comes down to Oliver, but then taken away. Weldon ripped it from her hands, but then able to come in and scoop it up was Bonderer. But before that, we've got a foul on Chillicothe. Oliver trying to recover it after the ball was taken away. They get her for the foul. That'll be her first personal. It's a 14-8 lead in favor of Chillicothe. Opening round of the Savannah Invitational Tournament. Pool play for the first couple rounds. Then a championship game, third place, and consolation sorted out on Friday. On the drive with it is Price. And a whistle on the foul coming up on Maryville. This one going to be on Weldon. The moving screen will give it back to Chillicothe. 14-8, 1:15 to play here in the first quarter. Bonderer across midcourt. Picked up by Viertaler. Now goes right wing for Cranmer. Back up top, they swing at Montgomery. Now it goes around into the hands of Bonderer inside. It is Oliver, goes up over the top, and she's able to get the friendly roll. First points of the day for Liz Oliver, 16-8, Chillicothe in front. Price with it, top of the key, fires left side. It goes into the hands of Weldon. Weldon spins into the paint. Back up top looking for Pellin. Nearly lost that one back across midcourt. As Aniston able to track that one down. Picks up her dribble, goes right wing. Three on the way, Price. That one off the back of the rim, no good. The rebound comes down to Weldon. Lost it underneath. Cunningham now trying to track down the loose ball. And we've got a tie-up. Possession arrow staying right here with Maryville. As a quick sub, Ava Lehmer into the game for Chillicothe. Riley Steens, check that, Reisensteins, also back into the game for the Spoofhounds. As Alyssa Cunningham checking out of the ballgame for Maryville. Petland fires it in, far side right corner, but that ball is tipped and goes out of bounds by Cranmer. Nice hands by the Chillicothe defender. Now this inbound comes a little bit harder. Just a little bit up on the sideline for Petland. Able to get that one in just off the right wing for Viertaler. Back to Petland. Thought about a deep three. Spots up. Dribbles toward the top of the key. Trying to create some space back right side for Viertaler. Starts to drive in on Bonderer. Goes up with the left hand. Little scoop shot. No good. And the rebound plucked out of the air by Oliver. Down to 10 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Coach Smith telling his team to spread things out, trying to give some room here to Bonderer. Drives through, the ball poked loose by Petland. Bonderer able to pick it back up, shot no good, the ball loose, and the first quarter comes to a close. 16-8 after one. Maryville trailing Chillicothe. We'll take a break as you're listening to the Savannah Invitational right here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
His game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's game comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at Facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Getting set for the second quarter here from Savannah. It's the Savannah Invitational Tournament as we're getting the high school basketball season underway tonight for the Maryville Spoofhounds taking on the Chillicothe Hornets, MEC rivals, meeting up in what is a non-conference neutral site game here this evening. 16-8, Chillicothe in front after the first quarter. Bonderer with it, guarded by Hornbuckle, has it just off the right elbow. Back between the circles it goes for Reeder. Back right side now for Bonderer. Bonderer, a 5'8" junior, one dribble through left hand. Now goes up top for Kiefer. Kiefer starts to drive, back out to Bonderer. And they swing it left side into the hands of Reeder. First possession of this second quarter coming up on 35 seconds to play as Kramer spins in. Now kick out to Bonderer, and she knocks down the three-pointer. 8 points now for Jolie Bonderer, a possession that took nearly 40 seconds there. Chillicothe eating out some clock, then finishes it off with a three-pointer. 19-8 is our score. Price has it between the circles for Maryville. Takes a jab step to her right now, starts to dribble that way, hands it off for Viertuller, guarded by Bonderer. Pass into the corner, looking for Petlin, poked out of bounds by Kiefer, and it will stay with the Spoofhounds. As we've got a timeout on the floor, Coach Obley for Maryville wants to talk this one over. 19-8 is our score in favor of Chillicothe. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Maryville basketball coming out of the timeout, 6:57 to play in the first half, a 19-8 lead for Chillicothe. A three-pointer for Bonder extended this out to double digits as the inbound comes into Petlin, right back into the hands of Rice and Steens. Between the circles now, Price, left side Petlin. She'll put up a three-pointer, left wing off the mark, no good. And the rebound comes down to Reeder. Chillicothe got one game under their belts already. They took down Hamilton last week. This is the season opener for the Spoofhounds, so still knocking off some rust. As a foul coming up here on Petlin. The ball will stay here with Chillicothe, a foul on the floor. So Kramer set to inbound this one right in front of the Maryville bench. As Pitten checking back into the ball game, Liz Oliver checks out for the Hornets. An 11-point Chili advantage. The inbound comes in, top of the key, Bonderer. One dribble to her left. Now goes right side for Reeder. Reeder to the free throw line. Tips back out. Bonderer able to pick up the loose ball. Guarded by Viertuller. Drives in. Gets the left block. Jump stop. Can't hit the layup. Pitten goes right back up. The offensive board. And she gets the bucket and the foul. Big take there by Bree Pitten. Her first points of the day and a chance for a three-point play. Hornbuckle called for this foul. That's her first personal, 6:26 to play here in the opening half. And the free throw too strong there from Pitt, and the rebound comes down to Hornbuckle. Maryville been awfully quiet as the second quarter has gotten underway. There's a foul on the floor coming up. This one will come up on Kiana Kramer for Chillicothe. As Petlin set to inbound this one, gets it into Viertuller, floated it long. Viertuller trying to track it down. It is Kiefer came away with it, but stepped on the baseline. Or the boundary right in front of the Chillicothe bench. So it will go back to Maryville. 21-8 is our score. As Steens inbounds into the backcourt, it goes to Price. Price dribbles down toward the right corner. Back up top to Steens. On the wing now, Price, the ball knocked out of bounds. Once again, Kramer able to get a piece of that one. As back into the ball game, it is Addison Wilden checking in for Maryville. Petlin able to get a quick break. On the far sideline, Steens, the sophomore, set to inbound for Maryville. Floats it to a cutting Price. Price in the paint, has it knocked loose, picked up by Pitten. Pitten, the outlet goes to Kiefer. Across midcourt, picks up her dribble, fires far left side. Into the hands of Reeder, gives a head fake now to Bonderer in the quarter. Bonderer being checked by Steens this possession. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now right wing it goes for Pitten. Looks inside, gets the ball into the hands of Kramer, and she gets a quick layup from the right block. And another timeout for Maryville coming up. 23-8 is our score. 5:42 to play in the half. We'll take a break. Back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for Spoofhounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses, including dehydrating foods, cooking with fresh herbs, and much more. The full fall catalog of courses can be found online at kxcv.org or at nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Today's game is brought to you by the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
5:42 to play here in the first half. Maryville trailing Chillicothe 23-8, the season opener for the Spoofhounds here in the Savannah Invitational Tournament. As Jaylee Price handling it across midcourt, gets to the free throw line. Now into the corner it goes. Steens, baseline jumper is good. A couple feet inside the arc, but still a good-looking shot there for Steens. Her first points of the season, 23-10. Chillicothe in front by 13, quickly down the other way. Layup underneath, no good for Kramer. They get the offensive rebound. Up top it goes to Reeder. Three-pointer too long, and the rebound comes down to Addison Weldon. Maryville got a bucket, their first of this second quarter, last trip down the floor. Trying to find a spark and keep it going here. As into the paint, it is Weldon spinning pass, deflected, taken away. It is Kramer quickly ahead to Reeder. Up top now, Kiefer has it. Holding the ball high above her head. Now goes right side for Lila Beetsma. Now inside. They get it into the hands of Kramer, and a foul on the floor coming up on Maryville. Lila Beetsma on the floor for Chillicothe. Checked in last dead ball. Petlin back into the game for Maryville as Hornbuckle checks out. 23-10, Chillicothe in front, 4:51 to play here in the first half. Inbound pass comes in, caroms off of Chillicothe, a defender picked up by Maryville. Quickly up the floor is Price, into the corner, Petlin, transition, three-pointer for Maryville, no good. Offensive board, and the putback, no good for Viertuller, and the rebound comes down to Cranmer. Up the left sideline for Chillicothe. They swing it around right side now, Kiefer. Kiefer up top now, Reeder into the hands of Beetsma, into the corner now, Pitten. Pitten looking inside, and they swing it back right side for Reeder. Now on the wing, it's Beetsma. Trying to find a player inside, posting up. That is Kramer working hard. And they're going to get her called for a foul. She was matched up that time with Weldon. Those two going back and forth. And the foul comes up on Chillicothe. Steens checks out of the ballgame for Maryville. Alyssa Cunningham comes back in. Bonner also into the game for Chillicothe. 4:12 to play here in the first half. Maryville trailed by 15, trying to claw their way back in. Cunningham baseline pass. It goes to Price. Jumper is good. Nice look that time. Cunningham got the paint touch. She wrapped it around, got the ball into the hands of Price. And it's 23-12. Maryville trying to fight back in this one. Keeper has it right wing, guarded by Petlin. They swing it left side. And Bondra now, trying to drive baseline, goes in, fires a pass across the lane. Looked like she's going up for a layup, found Pitten instead. Now Kramer goes in, tough right-hand layup, no good. Offensive rebound, Bondra, a quick three on the way now. Reeder, no good. Long board, tracked down again by Chillicothe. Pitten dribbles down to the corner, picks it up, bounce pass inside, Bondra. Bondra trying to throw it across the lane, taken away by Petlin. 11-point deficit, Maryville trying to come back, floating a pass inside, looking for Price. That one tipped out of bounds by Chillicothe. But Maryville playing with a little more speed, getting up and down. Started out pretty cold in the second quarter. They've got a couple buckets now. Still trailing 23-12. Petlin will be inbounding baseline left. Gets this one into the corner for Weldon. Gives a quick head fake from that left corner. Now right back to Price. Left open. She'll take a three-pointer off the rim. No good. And the rebound comes down to Reeder. Reeder up the floor for Chillicothe, crossing over to the free throw line to Bonderer. Now back up top, Cranmer. She'll sink a three. Kyana Cranmer has 9 points in this first half. 3 minutes to play in the second quarter, 26-12, Chile in front. Viertuller, a couple dribbles. Now bounce pass on the baseline goes to Cunningham. Right back up top, Weldon. trying to create some space, working against Reeder, picks up her dribble, looking for a cutting Price. Ball taken away by Chillicothe. And here comes Reeder up the center of the floor, a three-on-one for Chillicothe. It's batted out of bounds by Viertaler. A three-on-one, Reeder kept it herself. Viertaler comes away with the block shot. It will stay here with Chillicothe. As Michaela Yapel checking in for Maryville for her first minutes. Addison Wilden gets a breather. Pass floated in from Reeder to Bonderer. Goes up, left-hand layup is good. Jolie Bonderer into double figures with 10. Price handling it for Maryville. Gives off to Petlin. Petlin looks inside, dribbling with that left hand. An offensive foul coming up on Maryville. A moving screen there, I believe, coming up on Yapel. Trying to give an opportunity that time for Petlin. The moving screen will send it back the other way to Chillicothe. 28-12, our score in favor of the Hornets. Reeder up the floor, gives it off to Kiefer of Chillicothe. They swing it around. Bonderer now into the hands of Reeder. Inside now Pitten. One dribble, bounce pass across the lane. She gets it over to Montgomery, and Montgomery able to sink the shot in the paint. 2:04 left to go here in the first half. 30-12, Chillicothe on front. Price steps back, three-pointer, right side is good. Jaylee Price with a big bucket, 30-15. As Reeder gets down to the baseline cutoff, they swing it around left side now for Montgomery. Montgomery's skip pass goes to Reeder. Reeder now trying to drive in, gets to the right block, shot over Price, no good. Price, nice job of staying straight up, and the rebound comes down to Viertaler. Quickly ahead, looking for Petlin. The ball is tipped by Kiefer out there. We've got a tie-up on the floor as Petlin diving after that one. Kiefer also getting on the ground. Reeder right there. Possession arrow will stay with Maryville. Oh, check that. They're going to call a foul instead on Reeder trying to come up over the top of Petlin. Thought we might have had a tie-up there. Instead, free throws now for the Maryville senior. The 1-1, she sinks the first. 80.4% at the free throw line a season ago for Petlin. Second free throw on the way is good. As she will get a quick breather, Steens back into the ballgame, 30-17. 1:26 left to go in the first half. A couple stops and a couple buckets. Maryville love to see this down to single digits before going into halftime. As it is, Reeder brings the ball to the floor, drives on the right side of the lane. That's a tough move and a tough shot. She gets the bucket. 32-17, 1:08 to play in the first half. Viertaler, right wing, guarded by Bonderer, looks inside. Works her way down toward the baseline, picks up her dribble, hands it off now. Cunningham, she'll take a jumper right corner, no good. Rebound comes down to Montgomery. It is Reeder, dribbles up to the perimeter and just puts up the shot quickly and knocks it down. Reeder slowed up, surveyed the area, then just let it fly. She knocks it down, has 7, 35-17 our score. 42 seconds left to play in the second quarter. Timeout on the floor. We'll take this one and be back in 30 seconds.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, with local independent agents ready to help with home, renters, and farm insurance needs. For more information or to find an agent, fmnottoway.com.
Support for today's game comes from Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, dry cleaning, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more info, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
.35-17 is our score here from Savannah. Pool play in the Savannah Invitational Tournament. Maryville facing Chillicothe tonight. Savannah coming up on Wednesday, while the boys' tournament will take place on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. The girls are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It is Spoof Hound ball inside a minute to play in the first half. Price with it. Gives it off to Viertaler just inside midcourt. 35-17, Spoofhounds trailing. Beertaller picks up her dribble just inside the perimeter. Gives it off now. Price cut off on the baseline. Back out to Viertaler. Down to 18 seconds left to play in the half. She'll take a jumper just inside the perimeter. No good. And the rebound is loose. Kiefer fighting for that one. I think they'll get a foul coming up on the Spoofhounds, as this one will go on Rice and Steens. So a 1-1 opportunity on the way for Chillicothe. As the officials get sorted out who the shooter will be, they'll send Izzy Montgomery to the free throw line. Montgomery already 4 points on the day, coming off the bench for the Hornets. First free throw is good. Just 11.6 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Second one on the way from Montgomery, too strong. And the ball is tipped and goes into the hands of Steens. The quick foul coming up on Chillicothe. Looked like Bondura nearly came down with that board. The ball was knocked free from her. She reached in. And a foul coming up now on Chillicothe. 9.6 seconds remaining, as Steen steps to the free throw line. First free throw from Ryson is good. The sophomore rattles that home. She has 3 points. 36-18 in favor of Chillicothe. One more free throw on the way, and it's good. 36-19, down to 7 seconds. Bondura comes across midcourt, top of the key, guarded by Viertaler, gets to the elbow, gives a hesitation move. Now kick out goes to Kiefer, and she walked with it. The whistle blows just before the buzzer. She doesn't get a shot off. They're going to go ahead and say we're heading to halftime anyway. 36-19 is our score as we reach the break. Maryville taking on Chillicothe in the Savannah Invitational Tournament. And support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. You're listening to Maryville High School Basketball right here on the Bearcat Public Media app, as well as kxcv.org. We'll take a break and be back with more right here.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001. And the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Northwest Cell. Serving the region for over 30 years, along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for this broadcast comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Also from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or 102 North Buchanan.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV, KRNW.
We've reached halftime. Maryville taking on Chillicothe in the Savannah Invitational Tournament as the high school basketball season getting underway today for Maryville, 36-19. Chillicothe in front of the Spoofhounds as Maryville knocking off some rust. Went head-to-head and toe-to-toe with Chillicothe through much of that first quarter, but Chillicothe able to go on a bit of a run and open things up as we went throughout that second quarter of play. 36-19 is our score. For Maryville, trailing 16-8 at the end of the first quarter, but again, just a nice effort there by Chillicothe to put up 20 points in that second quarter and open things up just a bit. We've got more high school basketball coming up for you on the Bearcat Public Media app and at kxcv.org as we go throughout this week and throughout this season for Maryville High School. Later on this week, the Maryville High School girls basketball team will be playing on Wednesday as well, a 7 o'clock tip-off against Savannah, the host school here in the Savannah Invitational Tournament. On the girls' side, pool play for the first couple rounds. And then on Friday, they've got a championship, third place, and consolation game, so that'll all be sorted out as the week goes on throughout pool play. So Chillicothe tonight, Savannah coming up on Wednesday. Then we'll see how it sorts out from there. But a couple Midland Empire Conference foes for Maryville as they get things rolling here this evening. On the boys' side, Maryville will be taking on Platte County coming up tomorrow at 4 o'clock. You, of course, can hear that one here on the Bearcat Public Media app or on kxcv.org. From there on Tuesday, a win, they'll play at 5:30 on Thursday. A loss, they'll play at 4 o'clock on Thursday, so it kind of sorts out from there. The boys play Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday here throughout the Savannah Invitational Tournament. There should be some good matchups all around. After that first round, they'll get either Kearney or Savannah, so we'll see how that one plays out. So just getting things underway here for Maryville High School basketball as we go throughout the season. The first scheduled home games coming up for Maryville set for December 19th, at least on the girls' side. It'll be a doubleheader that day taking on Jefferson. That's a 1 o'clock tip-off and I believe a 3 o'clock for the boys. Those are a Friday afternoon, kind of some cool non-conference games, a chance for a lot of folks around the local community around Nottoway County to be able to come out and see these teams, see a lot of local talent here, and see them in a kind of a cool venue, too, of playing an afternoon game on a Friday. So making the most of that between those two squads. That'll be Maryville and Jefferson coming up on Friday, December 9th. So that'll be a 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock tip out there for the boys and girls. But plenty of action between now and then from the Savannah Invitational Tournament and beyond. So stick with us here on KXEV, KLRNW over the air and listening to our games here on the Bearcat Public Media app and KXCV.org. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we will have some halftime stats for you, some leading scores from each team. That's all coming up next on the Bearcat Public Media app and KXCV.org.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC. And from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. Support is also provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is available at 660-562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And local Edward Jones Financial Advisors offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001. And from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE, powering business. Also from Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Today's game is also brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farmer business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. For more, wells.bank.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV KRNW.
Back in Savannah for the Savannah Invitational Tournament. 36-19 is our score here at halftime, the season opener for the Maryville High School Spoofhound Girls basketball team, taking on Chillicothe this evening. Taking a look at some of the stats from this one so far. Leading scores for each team. For Maryville, 6 points coming from Riley Beertaler. All of those in the opening quarter. Jaleah Price had 5 points, both of those coming in a second quarter. Knocked down a baseline jumper, also hit a three-pointer. Aniston Petlin has 4 points. She's 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Ryson Steens also has 4 points and 2 of 2 at the free throw line as well. On the other side for Chillicothe, 10 points. Jolie Bonderer leading all scorers in this one. Kiana Kramer has 9 points. Jessica Reeder with 7 for Chillicothe. Izzy Montgomery coming off the bench with 5 points. Also 2 points apiece for Liz Oliver and Bree Pitton. And Delaney Kiefer with 1 as she went 1 of 2 at the free throw line. 36-19 is our score in favor of Chillicothe here at halftime. We'll take a timeout and be back with your second half of action right here on the Bearcat Public Media app and KXCV.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for today's game comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. Located at the intersection of 71 Highway and East South Avenue. Today, tomorrow, together.
Today's game is brought to you by the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Beertaller, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Just about set for the second half of play here from the Savannah Invitational Tournament as Maryville trailing 36-19. It's the season opener for the Spoofhounds, being led by head coach Kelly Obley in her second season with the program. Seventh season, I should say, with the program. Second season as the head coach for Maryville coming out to start this second half. It will be Beertaller and Price, Petlin and Steens, and Hornbuckle. We got the original starting five back out there. And for Chillicothe, it is Reeder, Bonderer, Pitten, Kramer, and Kiefer. Maryville basketball left to right in this third quarter. Just getting underway. Beertaller with it. She'll hand it off to Price. Deep three-pointer on the way from Jaylee. No good. And the rebound tracked down by Kramer. Chillicothe putting up 20 points in that second quarter to open this lead up just a bit more as Bonderer into the paint. The runner is good. Jolie Bonderer now 12 points as we are just underway in this third quarter. As Steens bounce pass into the corner for Petlin, back up to Beertaller, pump fakes to her right, left. Now we'll hand it off to Petlin. She'll step out, thought about a three-pointer. Nice closeout that time by Kiefer. Firing left side, looking for Beertaller. The ball goes out of bounds and a turnover on the Hounds. Third quarter just underway, 38-19 our score in favor of Chillicothe. As it's Kiefer. Check that, Reeder coming across midcourt. Gives to Bonderer. She dribbles over to the right elbow and back out to Reeder. Skip pass goes left side, Kramer to the lane. Now back out Bonderer, right side, guarded by Beertaller. Works her way into the paint. Quick chest pass goes out to Reeder. Starts a drive. She's cut off there by Steens. Now into the hands of Kramer. The ball swatted away from her. Reeder gets it back, goes up. The runner no good. Ball kicked around loose, picked up by Beertaller. And the Spoofhounds on the run. Fierthaler spins into the paint, goes up, left hand, some contact, shot no good, but she is fouled, a blocking foul coming up on Chillicothe, and Riley Fierthaler will go to the free throw line. Nice foul coming up on Bree Pitten of Chillicothe. As Fierthaler steps to the free throw line, one of two there so far on the evening, knocks down her first, now has 7 points. She scored the first six for Maryville. Then went a little bit cold, didn't score throughout that second quarter, but getting things rolling once again in the third as she goes two of two at the free throw line this trip. 8 points now for Fierthaler. Right wing with it is Bonder off a screen from Pitten. Fierthaler pokes the ball loose, tracked down again near midcourt by Bonder. Skip pass goes left side into the hands of Reeder, guarded by Price, off a screen to the elbow, pounce inside looking for Cranmer. Good look, Cranmer gets the bucket and the foul. And she is into double figures with 11. So we'll see Kiana Cranmer step to the free throw line. High arcing shot rattles out. That one halfway down, pop back out. The rebound comes out to Fierthaler. She gives it off to Price. Right wing now goes to Steen. Steen's looking inside. Fierthaler trying to post up. They get it back up top for Petlin. Fierthaler still working inside against Bonder. Now they swing it left side. It goes to Steens. Up top, Price. She'll dribble to her left. Now back out beyond the perimeter. Hands off Petlin. Guarded by Cranmer. Now she'll take a three-pointer. Good. One dribble to her left. A slight confusion there. Defense layer switching back, and that left Petlin open. She knocks down the three-pointer. Three-pointer now on the other end. Reeder puts it up. That one no good. Fierthaler skies high, tips the ball. It goes off of Bonderer and out of bounds off of Chillicothe. It will go back to Maryville, trailing 40-24. 5:22 to play in the third quarter. Oh, never mind. Off of Maryville instead. Thought that one clipped Bonderer as it went out of bounds. Instead, she posts up, gets a quick pass in the paint, and goes up and knocks down the jump hook. Fierthaler with it. It's a screen to her right from Hornbuckle. She goes left instead. Goes up with a left-hand layup. It's short. Gets her own rebound. Kick into the corner. Steens. Three-pointer off the back of the iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Kiefer of Chillicothe. 42-24. Hornets in front. Dribbling right. It is Reeder. Guarded out there by Price. Ropes a pass over to Cranmer, and she sinks a three. .45-24, Hornets in front, 4:35 to play in the third quarter. Petlin has it left wing. Guarded out there by Kiefer, back up top. Price starts to drive, gets to the elbow, into the corner now for Petlin, gives a head fake, splits a couple defenders, puts up a runner, it's short, and the rebound comes down to Bonderer. Bonderer is going to keep this one herself up the floor, gets to the right elbow, now swings a pass out, it goes to Reeder, she puts up a three-pointer, it's short, rebound tracked down by Petlin. Petlin dribbles to the middle of the floor, fires it right wing for Price, goes baseline, layup, left hand, no good. It rims out, and the rebound comes down to Pitten. It's 45-24 Chillicothe, inside 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. One dribble, three-pointer on the way, good from Kiefer. Delaney Kiefer gets her first field goal of the evening. She has 4 points in a timeout. Maryville trailing 48-24 with 3:48 to play in the third quarter. We'll take this break and be back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank. Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
48-24 is the score in favor of Chillicothe. Maryville basketball coming out of the timeout. It was a three-pointer by Delaney Kiefer just before the timeout. Expanded this Chillicothe lead. Coach Obley for Maryville got a quick timeout to regroup with her team. Pass goes inside to Weldon. Kick out. Price, three-pointer. Nothing but net. The sophomore, Jaylee Price, now with eight, 48-27. Maryville still down, but you know, try to make a push here with 3:20 left to play in this third quarter. Izzy Montgomery, top of the key, thought about a three. They'll work it around to the right side to Cranmer and back left side to Montgomery. Now Bondura looking inside. Oliver posting up. The pass goes into Oliver. It's poked free by Steens. It goes all the way out to Reeder beyond the arc. Left side now. Bondura puts up a three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound to Cranmer. Her putback is short. The ball comes off of Maryville out of bounds. Looked like it was Price in there. Just couldn't quite grab a hold of that one. So that goes out off Maryville. As Alyssa Cunningham checking back into the game for the Hounds, and a quick bucket inside. Chillicothe in front. Petland has it between the circles. Left side, Viertaler gives a head fake on a three-pointer. Now a jab step. Now she'll drive down to the baseline, picks it up as she is cut off, and the ball taken away by Bondurer. Bondra gets it quickly ahead to Reeder, goes in, right-hand layup in transition is good. So Chillicothe team that went 23-5 a season ago reached the Class 4 District 16 championship game, lost to Benton, but they return some pretty good players. Once again, as Viertaler on the baseline can't get that layup to fall, 52-27, Chili in front. On the drive, it is Reeder. Somehow corkscrews her body around, gets that one to fall off the glass. 54-27 now. Chillicothe picking up some steam, expanding this lead. Viertaler left wing, still took a quick three. Too strong. Long rebound comes down to Bondurer. Reeder now across midcourt. They leave her open. She'll pull up left wing. Three-pointer is good. All of a sudden, Reeder with 14 points. 14 for Cranmer, 16 for Bondurer. As Viertaler goes inside, Weldon gets into the paint, goes up with the right hand, high off the glass, no good. Ball tipped and comes out to Petland. She'll take a quick three, left wing, no good. And the rebound comes down to Montgomery. Outlet to Reeder, comes up the floor, picked up this time by Price on the wing. They'll swing at right side, Bondurer. Into the corner now, Cranmer. Looks inside, now back top of the key for Reeder. Reeder drives, kicks to Cranmer. Left corner now, Bondurer sets up, three on the way. Off the rim, no good, but there for the rebound and the putback, it is Montgomery. Hounds not able to box out, and Montgomery with seven. 59-27. Chillicothe in front. Viertaler stops in the paint, off the glass. That one rattles out, and the rebound comes down to Montgomery. 44 seconds to play in this third quarter. As it's Cranmer running the floor this time. A nice feed as Reeder gets her going back door. 61-27. Weldon cutting, gets it to Cunningham, to Price, back to Cunningham, top of the key. Petland will take that three-pointer off the side of the rim. Bounds into the hands of Izzy Montgomery. 17 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. Reeder across midcourt, slows up, goes to Montgomery. One dribble and back to Kiefer as she will stand out on the Savannah insignia at midcourt, letting the clock run down. Down to 4 seconds, gets a screen, steps back. She'll take a long three-pointer, and she hits it. Some kind of quarter that time for Jessica Reeder. 64-27, Chillicothe is in front of Maryville. We've reached the end of three. One more quarter left to go here in the first round of the Savannah Invitational Tournament, 64-27. We'll take a break. Back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, with local independent agents ready to help with home, renters, and farm insurance needs. For more information or to find an agent, fmnottoway.com.
Heading to the fourth quarter, a 64-27 lead, Chillicothe leading Maryville. And it is Chillicothe basketball as we get this fourth quarter underway. Reeder with 17 points, dribbling on that right wing, starts to drive, guarded by Price, pass inside, taken away by Steen, stepped in the passing lane, and she gets the steal. Quickly, Price ahead to Petland, left wing. Thought about the quick trigger three as Maryville in a deficit here, but driving baseline, the ball swatted away by Oliver. The outlet quickly ahead goes to Reeder. Reeder pulls up right wing. She wants another three-pointer, and she's got it. The senior now has 20, 67-27. Has a foul inside. Viertaler with it going to the rack, and she gets fouled. She'll go to the free throw line. Liz Oliver called for the foul. That's her first. So Viertaler at the free throw line. And she sinks the first. 9 points now for the 5'10 senior. One more. And that one rattles home. Viertaler with 10 points. 67-29. Chillicothe with the lead here. As Beatsma with it has the ball deflected by Viertaler. Now Riley diving on the floor trying to scoop up that loose ball. She gets tied up with Liz Oliver. But that ball goes out of bounds. It will stay here with Chillicothe. As Reeder, Oliver, and Montgomery check out of the ball game. On the floor now for Chili, it is Emily Schreiner. Also, Ava Lehmer. And Kayana Kramer, who has the ball right wing. Fires a pass inside, tipped away by Hornbuckle, picked up by Viertaler. Pushing ahead, Hornbuckle running the floor. Viertaler gets it ahead to her, kick out into the corner. Petland puts up the quick three and knocks it down. Petland into double figures with 10. 67-32, Chili in front. Driving down to the baseline, Beatsma fires it into the opposite corner for Kramer. Couple dribbles to her right, guarded by Viertaler. Pass trying to get it up to Lehmer. It's deflected by Viertaler. And a travel coming up on Chillicothe. This one called on Lehmer. So Maryville will be inbounding just on the Chillicothe side of midcourt. 67-32. Hornets leading the Spoofhounds. Right wing, Petland got it. Set up for a three. Dribbles in, now steps back. Takes a three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Beatsma of Chillicothe. Off to Kramer. Now left wing, Lehmer. Off a screen, now fires right side for Kramer. Down to the baseline, picks it up. Trying to get this pass off to Schreiner. Schreiner back to Kramer, up top to Lehmer. And they swing it around to Beatsma. Good ball movement here for Chillicothe. Kramer gets it back left wing. She'll heave that three-pointer. No good. Viertaler skies high for the rebound. Viertaler up the center of the floor, nearly lost it, regains it, gives it off to Price. Price on the drive, bounce pass across the lane looking for Hornbuckle, can't handle it, picked up on the baseline by Steens, and knocked out of bounds off of Kramer. It will stay with Maryville. As Bonderer back into the basketball game for Chillicothe. 4:23 left to play. First round of pool play from the Savannah Invitational Tournament. Chillicothe in front, 67-32. Pass goes left corner into the hands of Steen. She knocks down the three-pointer. Rise and fire from the sophomore. 67-35, Chili in front. Beatsimo with it, right wing. Now they swing it left side to Bonderer. Bonderer with the pass inside. It goes to Schreiner. She's fouled. This one on the floor. We are inside 4 minutes left to go in this one. Alyssa Cunningham checking into the basketball game for Steens. Also quickly in is Weldon. Hornbuckle will get a breather. Again, the first game of the season for Maryville. Chillicothe already got one in with a big win over Hamilton, but a Chillicothe team that was very good last year returns a lot of talent, so we had a chance to knock off some rust against Hamilton. Maryville doing that this evening against a really good opponent. The ball knocked out of bounds. Bonder inbounding on the far sideline. Gets it right back. Dribbles up to the right wing. Now they swing it left side to Lehmer. Inside now, Schreiner. Left block, back out to Bonderer. Lehmer with it up top, Beatsma. She'll take a three-pointer. That one no good off the glass. Ball is loose underneath. And they're able to get that carom out to Vierteller. Vierteller ahead now to Price. Price into the corner. Petland, she'll take a quick three. That one around the rim and no good. And the rebound tracked down by Chillicothe. Still a 67-35 lead for the Hornets. Schreiner nearly had that one inside. It's poked free by Cunningham. Picked up by Bonderer. They get it around to Beatsma. She'll drive. Baseline. Quick jumper on the way. Off the rim, no good. Beatsma with the rebound. To Lehmer. Lehmer drives in. To the right block. Her shot is blocked away by Weldon. But they'll call a foul and a couple free throws on the way now for the Hornets. Couple free throws on the way for Ava Lehmer. First one in and out. The 5 foot 6 inch freshman for Chillicothe. As Delaney Kiefer back into the game, Jolie Bonderer checks out for Maryville. Michaela Yapel comes back in. 67-35, the Chillicothe lead. And the second free throw off the side of the rim, no good. The rebound comes down to Cunningham. Ahead to Annie's. Check that. Yapel trying to pull up with that one. Drug her pivot foot, called for the travel, and it will go back to the Hornets. Delaney Kiefer for Chillicothe walks across midcourt, fires it right side for Beatsma. Beatsma inside looking for a teammate off her hands. It's saved in bounds, picked up by Petland. Petland quickly ahead to Vierteller, left wing. Gives a head fake, starts to dribble in, now back out to Petland off a screen from Vierteller. She'll take the three left side. Off the rim, no good. Inside a minute left to go in this one. Chillicothe has it well in hand, 67-35. Schreiner gives it off to Kiefer. Kiefer back up to Lehmer. Lehmer into the paint. Stopped by Vierteller. Now pass goes out to Beatsma. Beatsma putting up the shot. She's fouled by Vierteller. See if this one's going to be three free throws or if she had a foot on the line. It is three free throws. As Vierteller picks up her first personal foul of the evening. Free throw here from Beatsma is good, 68-35. It is a running clock with this extended lead for Chillicothe. It's ticking down on 12 seconds with another free throw on the way. And Beatsma's second free throw around the rim, no good. Players didn't realize it was three free throws. They went after that loose ball. The officials blow the whistle, call it back, and now that is how this one ends. Beatsma not able to get her third free throw in as time expires, but this game comes to a close. 68-35 is our score. It is Chillicothe able to come away with the win this evening over Maryville in the first round of pool play from the Savannah Invitational Tournament. 68-35 is our score. We'll take a break and be back with more as we begin our postgame here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. And from Pitzenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitzenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitz Body Shop. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. And Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville, Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. For more information, you can visit millanddinsdaleseed.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com. And from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. J.R. Kurz, Scott Nielsen, Jeanette Paget, Chad Hannigan, and Jeff Von Baron of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information at twaddlerealty.com. Also, from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.
Well, Maryville getting the season underway in the girls' basketball side of things with a game in the Savannah Invitational Tournament this evening, taking on MEC foe Chillicothe. This one goes down as a non-conference game, but the Spoofhounds fall in this one. 68-35 was our final score, as Maryville dropping this one to the Chillicothe Hornets. Chili now 2-0 on the season. Picked up a win last week over Hamilton. Meanwhile, Maryville falls to 0-1 with this loss this evening in the Savannah Invitational. Again, this is a Chillicothe team that was 23-5 last year, returned quite a bit of talent, and they came out firing on all cylinders in this one, a very good team. Meanwhile, Maryville, first game action, chance to get out there, knock some rust off, and it took a little bit, saw some flashes, but still plenty for Coach Obley and staff to work on as they go throughout not only this week in the Savannah Invitational, but all winter, as this is a team that has quite a bit of talent. They've got some really good seniors on this squad too, so we'll see where Maryville can go from here, but it's only going to go up and get better after this 68-35 loss this evening to Chillicothe. Still much more to come. We'll go through your leading scores from tonight's basketball game and get you set for tomorrow night's boys basketball game here in the Savannah Invitational Tournament. That's coming up on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Video comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. And from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Also from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300. And Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details at nwav.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, as well as grocery delivery service, dry cleaning, a full-service floral shop, and more. More info at hy-v.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville, in Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber's services at 660-562-0300. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 660-562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.
Well, 68-35 loss for Maryville as they get the season underway tonight against Chillicothe in the first round of pool play from the Savannah Invitational Tournament for Maryville, led this evening by a pair of seniors. Riley Viertaler goes for 10 points to lead Maryville. Aniston Petlin also knocking down a three-pointer there in the fourth quarter to go to 10 points as well. 7 points coming from Ryson Steens, also 8 points from Jaylee Price for Maryville to round out the scoring this evening. On the other side for Chillicothe, 20 points for Jessica Reeder. She knocked down some big three-pointers, especially as that third quarter went along, really got hot and actually set the Chillicothe girls basketball all-time school record for threes with her final one of the third quarter, added another in the fourth just for good measure. Reeder finishes with 20 points. 16 points for Kiana Cranmer, also 16 points for Jolie Bonderer, 7 points coming from Izzy Montgomery, 4 for Delaney Kiefer, and 2 apiece for Liz Oliver and Bree Pitton, as well as Lila Beetsma, able to knock down a free throw late in that fourth quarter as well. Maryville drops this one by the score of 68-35. They fall to 0-1 on the season. Coming up next for the Spoofhound girls basketball team, back in pool play here at the Savannah Invitational Tournament coming up on Wednesday. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off against the host school, Savannah Savages. And then from there, it kind of decides if they go consolation, third place, after that one, as they will meet up with Savannah. Consolation, third place, first place games all coming up on Friday, so we'll kind of keep you informed as to when they will be playing, who they'll be playing after they wrap up that game coming up on Wednesday. As for Maryville High School boys basketball, they will take on Platte County tomorrow. That's a 4 o'clock tip-off here from the Savannah Invitational Tournament as the Spoofhound boys basketball team will be getting their season underway. We'll be on the air with that one around 3:50 as a short pregame as we get set for that 4 o'clock tip-off for Maryville High School boys basketball. From there, they'll play again Thursday and then Saturday. This one, as opposed to the girls being more of a pool play, this is your traditional tournament format. So a win for the boys will send them to 5:30 p.m. on Thursday. A loss will be 4 p.m. on Thursday, but we'll sort that one out as we go throughout tomorrow's game, which starts at 4 o'clock. They'll meet up after that one against Platte County. They'll get the winner of Kearney and Savannah coming up with that Thursday matchup as well. That's the way it looks on the high school side of things. Coming up tomorrow on KXCV KLRNW, we'll have the Bearcat Coaches Show as we'll be talking Northwest Missouri State Bearcat basketball, also putting the bow on that Northwest Missouri State football season as the Bearcats went 10-3 on the season. They wrapped up their season against Grand Valley State, a 13-8 loss in the second round of the playoffs against the number one team in the country. A heck of a ball game there, but we'll kind of put the finishing touches on that season, discuss what's to come also for Northwest Missouri State football, but also getting set for Northwest Missouri State Bearcat basketball as they'll open up MIAA play coming up this week against Missouri Southern. The women's game will tip on Thursday at 5:30, the men at 7:30, and then on Saturday, Bearcat men's and women's basketball in Pittsburgh, Kansas, taking on Pittsburgh State. So still a lot to come here on the Bearcat Public Media app, KXCV.org and KXCVKLRNW, as we are underway with our basketball seasons, both Northwest Missouri State and with tonight's girls game, the Maryville High School season as well. Once again, 4 o'clock tomorrow on the Bearcat Public Media app and KXCV.org, we will have Maryville High School boys basketball. One more time here from the Savannah Invitational Tournament, the Maryville girls fall to Chillicothe 68-35. From Savannah, I'm Matt Tritton. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.